What is happening in Louisville with the sinkhole and the mega caverns closing?
OMG.
From wave three.
No official cause yet, but
it's probably the wettest spell that we've had.
Oh, I like the his voice. Spell? The wet spell. Oh.
A couple of weeks of rain. They can do that in sinkhole areas.
Okay. OMG. So yeah, they're saying it's no longer, they don't think it's linked to the earthquake in Tennessee, because it was only like a 3.4 on the Richter scale earthquake. And so it wouldn't have been felt up here or at least felt enough to cause the Louisville Zoo to remain closed even today as engineers continue to figure out that sinkhole.
Yeah. U of L geosciences professor Jaffer Hadisada believes that's what caused the massive 90-yard long and 60-yard wide sinkhole on an undeveloped and unoccupied area of the Louisville Zoo away from the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah, no kidding.
All the animals have been monitored, and we continue to monitor them, and we haven't noticed any behavior changes.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Kyle.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So good news that none of the animals were affected. But yeah, the mega caverns, the storage is open for the mega caverns, but the actual exhibit, the zip lines and stuff like that remain closed according to our sources, and the Louisville Zoo remains closed today as well as they are investigating that sinkhole. But yeah. Man.
It's big.
What a wild few days it's been in Louisville.
That's crazy.
I know.
There's
crazy.
A lot of homes over there, too. There's a lot of homes in that area. That's so scary.
Yeah, and they say that all those homes are fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
Those homes are fine. They're thinking that it might have been something with the limestone quarry.
Sure.
That they kind of dug a little too far under the quarry. And
like an oopsie?
And then, it just left it unstable. And then as that professor said, the weather conditions just kind of caused it to thump.
All right, then.
Sinkhole.
Sinkhole.
Again, another one of those words that you put the word hole on the end of it.
Yeah.
And it sounds fun.
Okay.
Sinkhole sounds fun.
Right?
But normal, too. Like, that's okay. Mouth hole?
Mouth hole? Different.
Totally different.
I mean, what other holes?
Stop. Let's not. We're not going to go down this tangent.
Why not?
We're not going to go down this tangent.
Kelly, why are you always stifling my creativity?
Stifling your creativity?
Yeah, why are you always stifling it?
Because I am cutting off the conversation about holes? Really?
Why are you always...
I'm the bad guy?
Yeah, why are you always cutting off my whole conversation?
Like, you could say picking your nose, but instead it's...
Nose hole.
Nose hole, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, your finger's penetrating it.
Yeah. Anything on the body, if you attach hole on the end of it, it sounds a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But if you just take normal words, like, hey, reach in your purse hole. You take normal words and you add hole on the end of it, then it turns into something different.
Yeah. I'm going to start saying purse hole from now on.
It's
going to be so confusing to my kids.
Hey, I'm going to stick my hand in my pant hole.
Oh, that's
My pocket.
That's getting aggressive. Pockets. It's getting aggressive.
Again,
it's
your pocket hole.
It's
your snack hole.
It's snack hole,
snack
as we determined earlier. So anyways, the sinkhole there in and around the Louisville Zoo. Oh, Jody texted in just manhole.
Yes. Well,
cover, manhole cover.
Yes, exactly. That kind of
but
already
the manhole,
exists. But
going down the manhole.
That's different.
That just sounds weird, too.
Yeah, it does.
Going down the manhole.
It does, a little.
Andrew the Love Doctor just texted in, Kelly's not stopping Ben's creativity. Kelly's keeping Ben from getting fired.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. You can't go too far down the hole.
Yeah. Just, too far down the stifle hole. You're stifling. Okay. All right. We're done.